Have you ever read something in the Bible that kind of raised an eyebrow? I have. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're digging deeper into the Psalms, and there's a few that do indeed raise an eyebrow.
John, within the book of Psalms, we have different categories. It helps understand what they are, so we know what they say and how they apply to us.
Because not all of them do apply.
We've talked about historical Psalms, those that relate the history of the nation of Israel. They're recording events. They don't directly apply to us. Others that catch your attention, perhaps raising an eyebrow, are the imprecatory Psalms. Imprecatory Psalms are those that call for judgment on the enemies of God, often in quite graphic terms. It's important to remember, the Bible does not dodge the issue of judgment. It's coming for all who resist and rebel against God. However, in the Psalms, when we read about people expressing their longing for God to rain down his judgment on the ungodly,
It's not God delivering his word about what he's going to do.
No, there's a distinction between what's descriptive and what's prescriptive in the Bible. If something's descriptive, it's describing something. If something's prescriptive, it's telling us what we ought to do or ought not to do. For example, Psalm 58 verse 6 says, "Break the teeth in their mouths, O God."
Now that's not exactly something you're likely to find on a poster or bookmark.
No, but it taps into a human emotion, a response to the injustice we see in the world. The Psalms are full of this kind of expression, and while they may not always communicate God's plan or perspective, their honesty is one reason we relate to them so well in times of trouble.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.